I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I never did.
Husband, you said,
I never did use alarm clock, because he'd lay down in the afternoon about 4 o'clock, and I'd let him sleep till around 10:30. And I always stayed up at night. If I didn't have something to do, I'd watch TV, and I always tried to have him something hot cooked to eat before he went. And a while I'd pack him a lunch, because they didn't have no heating units over there. They had the sandwich machines and things like that. But after they got the unit in where they could heat, they went to put it in hot dogs and hamburgers. And I didn't pack a lunch, but I always stayed up to wake him up. Now, when I was working, I had to set the alarm, because he worked on the second then, and he had need to get his sleep of the morning. He got in at 12. But the way I do, I never can get up just when I wake up first time of the morning. I would set my clock and let it alarm, and then I'd reset it. When it alarmed in the morning, I'd reset it and lay there about another hour and you know, doze and get up, and then I could make it all right. But I never did use a clock when he was working, because I got used to staying awake, and I never did get sleepy. And I just lately got to where that I can get sleep and go to sleep for 12 or 1 o'clock, because I see you staying awake. Mm-hmm.
When the boys were in school, if one of them, what would you do in the morning?
When I'd go to work, I'd always call them. It's hard to get up, but all I had to do, I'd call him the last time. I'd say, now I'm going to work. It's just up to you if you get up and get to school or what you do or not. They usually always made it. But both of them was real hard to get awake in the morning.
Did you ever have anybody in your family who couldn't hear very well?
The last few years, Joe got to where he couldn't. You know, they got to making them all wear earplugs in the mill to drown out the noise. And but his hearing is bad. Almost everybody that worked a long time, it affected their hearing.
If somebody couldn't hear at all,
they're deaf.
Did he ever come home with his shirt just soaking wet?
Oh, yeah.
He'd say, look how hard I...
He's told me a lot of times that you could wring water out of my clothes.
Because?
I'm soaking wet.
And why was he soaking wet? You might say
he sweated. I've heard people say he looks just like a drowned rat when people come out from the mill. There's a lot of names. Now, I worked with a man that had what they call skin cancers. And I don't know whether it was a lump or not, but a carbuncle will make a lump. And this man had skin cancers, had one on the side of his face and several on his arms and hands. And they never did heal as long as I worked. And I don't know how many years it's been since he died, but he died.
If somebody had one on the neck, maybe would that be different?
That's what they call carbuncles.
Did it have to be opened up?
Oh, yeah. The carbuncles got 7 heads.